Welcome back. This is Doing Guys on the Doing Guys Talk Network. We're live in the Denver and Standard Kitchen Studios. And Barbecue Bob, it's that time of year where the weak at heart stand and look through the sliding glass door out at their deck. And there are other things to do this time of year, but if you're a grilling guy, we don't usually talk too much about those. But we've got some home shows coming up, and our friends at Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen are exhibiting this weekend down at the New Home and Remodeling Show in Grand Rapids. The place is called the DeVos Hall, and it's just an exhibit space. And everything to do with regard to new homes and remodeling, obviously we're a materials supplier at Standard. So we have the Build It stage that we have sponsored. Actually, later today, I'm going to be moderating a discussion on remodeling and some of the questions that people have and things like that. So just want to let everybody know, 2 o'clock this afternoon, if you come down to that show, you'll see me on the Build It stage, and I'll be leading the conversation. So looking forward to that. But anyway, what's going on in your world, man?
Yeah, thanks, Jop, and welcome back. Good little bit of bumper music there, Brian, because we did, of course, lose Neil Peart this week from Rush. And I sent that text out to some buddies the minute I heard it, and everybody was sad. My son's a drummer, and, you know, my brother-in-law's a drummer. We're all old. I'm an old musician. So you get around enough old musicians, and when these people start passing away, it's like, wow, I remember the first time I saw them or whatever. Anyway, so much for that. Anyway, just wanted to give him a little recognition because he's probably a pretty influential musician in our country and our culture.
Yep, absolutely.
You Canadian, know. I believe.
Salute, man.
Yeah, so getting ready for grilling 2020, you know, and I would encourage people to get a cup of coffee and walk in your backyard Saturday morning, Sunday morning, whatever, and take a look at that backyard with the snow, with no trees, and take a couple pictures of it totally stripped down because it looks different than it does in the summer.
Absolutely.
And it might help you and your creative juices to figure out how you're going to expand that property because it's a blank canvas when it's just white. And I know it sounds a little silly or whatever, but I think planning your stuff out before everything grows kind of gives you a little better look at the terrain. And there are things in your backyard that will affect the way you grill, like how the water runs off your lawn, how the water runs off your roof. Do you need a covered grill area? Where's your prevailing wind come from? So when you build this thing, when you're out there grilling in the winter, do you have some kind of a block for your wind? And, you know, can you get some protection and some shelter in there? And these are all things that if you're going to spend money on an outdoor kitchen area, you just want to try and include as much of this as you can because you don't want to have to tear anything apart. I've been known to tear things apart and redo them.
Right. I think of all of that you said, I agree with every bit of it, and I want to stress the one about the wind direction. I've designed dozens of outdoor kitchens for people from $5,000 to $100,000. And the number one thing that we always talk about early on is that prevailing wind in your backyard or wherever your kitchen is going to be. Because the last thing you want to do when we cook and we smoke, especially, we're making a lot of smoke, right? And the prevailing wind is southwest in Michigan, right?
Except you do, in the winter.
Yeah, but you're generally not outside in an outdoor kitchen in the winter in entertaining guests, at least in Michigan.
No, and, right? And when you are out there, you're putting something on and you're going back in the house.
Right, right. And but my point is that you don't want to put your kitchen, your cooking equipment on a southwest corner of and have your smoke waft across your guests.
Which is right where mine is.
Right, right. But you're in the woods. You're kind of tightly in the woods and you got huge trees around your place. So you don't get that wind. But on lakes, I've designed a lot of kitchens on lakes, right? And everybody's back of everybody's home faces a lake. That's right. That's the way they live. and they'll come out, and I want my grill over there, and I want this over there. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Let's swap that. And they're like, no, that's not what I want to do. And I said, yeah, it really is. Because you do not want that on the southwest corner where that wind's going to blow it all across your guests when you got 20 people sitting there and you're cooking for them. You know, they're all choking because the smoker's just bellowing smoke, and it's blowing right across them. So it sounds elementary, but a lot of people don't take that into consideration.
Yeah, that's right. And so here's another thing that this time of year is good for. Number one, the planning part, doing your research. Like you said, there's a show coming up this weekend that's on right now, and there's another home show like in March, I believe.
Yep.
And so those are great places to go to just look at products. Everybody comes to you at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to whatever your area, mall, or wherever these shows are in your state and your town. You got all these businesses that haul all their stuff down there so you can do all your shopping in one day.
Right.
That's really nice.
And there's a lot of show specials at those, too. Yeah.
Yeah, there are. Whatever. And I don't believe in them because it's usually a setup. Well, anyway. So, but the biggest thing is you've got time right now to take care of stuff inside that'll set you up for that. And the one thing I'm thinking of is your gas lines and your plumbing. You know, you might be able to reconfigure some of your plumbing in the basement to get you set up so when the weather's nice, you don't have to worry about that mechanical work down there. You've already got it taken care of.
Yeah, and one I would add to that as well is that if you're going to do an outdoor kitchen, it's going to take you, if you're looking for design help, 3 or 4 or 5 weeks to put the design together.
Easily.
Taking consideration of all the existing environment that's out there. Again, the mechanicals, the electrical, the plumbing,
the
water, the heating,
wife.
or whatever it is, right. But then the second part of that is if you decide, you settle on a design, now you got to order product, okay? And some of the outdoor cabinetry that Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens represents is a 6 to 8 week lead time. Bang, 2 months. You decide on this stuff in February, it doesn't get here till the end of April, right? And you want your kitchen done by Memorial Day, you're really pressing that time frame. You know, you got to plan this stuff out. This isn't a, hey, let's do this, and 2 weeks later you got it. If you're doing an outdoor kitchen. Now, you put a grill on the barbecue on the patio, different story. But if you want water, refrigeration, lighting, plumbing, all of that stuff, this takes a lot of time. And I don't, and that's been the number one, I guess, complaint that my customers has. Like, I had no idea that this was going to take 5 months to do this thing. I thought we'd just talk about it in March and it'd be ready to go by Memorial Day. And it generally isn't. So just something to think about. And this is the time of year you go to these shows, you can talk about it and start the ball rolling.
That's
so,
right.
You know what? Those are man law recommendations.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is man law 68. When lifting weights, it is acceptable for a man to wear compression shorts under your regular shorts. No man shall ever wear compression shorts without shorts over.
That's right. No,
anyway,
fruit bowls in the gym.
I have finally recommitted myself. I got lazy and fell off the gym for about 6 months, and I gained about, all the weight I lost.
Right.
And my gut's hanging out. So this week with my wife gone, I started getting back to Snap Fitness and using that that wonderful gift of exercise because you just feel better when you do that. And Snap Fitness of Lowell, Belding, and Greenville is run by a fellow named Ryan. He does a great job. They're clean equipment, clean facilities, and that's a big deal when you're going to the gym. You don't need to pick up everybody's germs and colds and flu when you're sharing equipment in the gym. And that's a big problem with some of the cheaper places.
Sure. Sure it is. I mean, who doesn't like cleanliness, right? I mean, it's important in the gym. It's important in the kitchen. It's everything we do. You know, it's kind of good. But
it just feels good to get back into exercise because you get lazy. When you fall out of it, you talk yourself out of it. You get lazy.
Right. Coming up next, Bob, we're going to talk a little bit about our friends in Northern Michigan on WPS are always a big supporter of the thing in Houghton Lake called Tip Up Town. It's ice fishing. There might not be ice where you're listening, but there is up there, and we're going to talk a little bit about it. So stick with us. We'll be back.